I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and we're happy wherever you are today that you're listening by means of this radio program. But we do want you to know that you need to know the will of God and hear the Word of God in order that you may know it. And certainly as we study from day to day, we certainly are hopeful that you will gain great knowledge and grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our question for this week has been, there are good people in all churches. Many of them have never fully complied with the terms of pardon as you preach them. Do you mean to teach that they will be eternally lost? Certainly, my friends, as we study this question, we see that honesty is always important. A good and honest heart, Luke the 8th chapter, is that which is necessary to bring forth fruit unto God. But the honesty which man must have will acknowledge that they are sinners because they're separated from God and under condemnation in sin. That the Lord built the church, purchased it with His own blood, and then gave the plan by which man could be saved in the word of reconciliation. He says it's a wise man who hears His word and does it, Matthew 7:24-27. We admit that wearing human names and human creeds are sinful, because the Bible so teaches that. 1 Corinthians 3:3-4, John 17:20-21, 1 Corinthians 1:10-13, all show us that division is sinful in the eyes of God. God never intended that to be, and denominationalism is not right. But then when we come to the plan by which man may be saved, we must teach the truth along that line. The gospel says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." In Titus 2:11-12, he said, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world." Now these commands of obedience to the gospel, of faith, repentance, confession, and baptism are very clear cut, so much so that even a child can understand them and obey them if he is of age to understand anything. And it follows that all of those who do not obey these commands are without excuse, and they're left entirely to the mercy of God. Those who do not even believe are judged already, according to John 3:18. And others who believe to a certain extent, yet allow prejudice to blind their eyes to the truth, are certainly in a precarious state. Willful ignorance surely multiplies guilt, according to 2 Peter 3:5, Hebrews 10:26. Then in James 4:17, he says, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin." Now, while we admit that there are good people in all churches according to the standard of the world, yet we contend that the most of them are uninformed and have taken little pains to inform themselves. They do not know that division is a sin, maybe, and they have no conception of an undenominational position as the Bible teaches. They look at Christianity from a purely denominational point of view because they have never been informed. In Acts 3:17, he says, "In ignorance they crucified the Son of God." And it is still true that men are who are not informed are crucifying and putting under their feet the blood of the Son of God and His covenant. Paul argues that he obtained mercy from God because his unbelief had been due to ignorance, 1 Timothy 1:13. So, my last thought on this matter is that a preacher's duty is to tell people what to do to be saved, what to do to keep saved in the words of the New Testament. And if men refuse to do what the Holy Spirit requires, then ultimate acceptance or rejection must be a matter between themselves and their God. Remember, your friends and brethren at the Churches of Christ invite you to their services.